Independence Day is just ahead, a day to celebrate liberty with barbecues, parades, little John Philip Sousa, or maybe a little Yankee Doodle twist. This, I guess I can at least say, original rendition of a great American classic was performed by Fats and the Chessmen, dug out of the dustbin of history by our friend Jim Nader, who is host of the Annoyed Music Show out of WBEZ in Chicago, a show that is syndicated and sold around the world to dozens, hundreds of unsuspecting radio stations. Jim, thanks for being with us again. How are you?
Scott, as always, when I'm here, I feel like death eating a cracker.
You know, you keep saying that. Listen, Okay. Sometimes the narrative line we try and follow in seasonal Annoyed Music presentations is a little bit baffling to follow. So we will explain that what we mean by patriotic music, Independence Day music, is music that celebrates some of the good things in America. How's that?
Absolutely. Americana, independence, the good fight, we're going to have it all today.
That makes us think of baseball, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Those huge contracts.
What's more American?
That, of course, reminds me of another American classic, Talk About What's Best About America, Coach Mike Ditka. Well, let me just say, a presentation of a standard classic. I happen to have heard it a couple of times. I think everyone listening will find it extremely moving.
Take me out to the ball game. Me out with the crowd. All these humpy jerks, I don't care if I ever get back.
Don't touch your dial. Some of us like that. Jim, do you know what Coach Ditka says is the real version of that story? Of that song?
No. No. I think it's a warning to kids not to take that ecstasy drug that's making the rounds.
Okay. Coach Ditka says that he was sitting at home watching the ball game on television, having, in fact, a beer or perhaps more than one beer, and he heard the announcer say, "Well, you know, we're really looking forward to having Coach Mike Ditka sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game later today." And he said he just had to jump into his car and drive out to Wrigley Field and, "Hey, I'm here to sing."
It is the definitive version, and it comes from your sacred shrine, Wrigley Field, and it's the first time in the seventh inning when 80% of the crowd left during a close ball game.
Yes.
In fact, I think there was a no-hitter going, and they still left.
Yes, exactly. You have a song now?
Yes. Every 4th of July, the classic songs come out. You might hear George M. Cohan or perhaps the great God Bless America by Kate Smith. However, here at the Annoying Music Show, we feel the song that best sums up the spirit of Independence Day was penned and sung by the great Tom Wilson.
Mow that lawn, all-American boy. Rake those leaves, all-American boy. Rake those leaves, and oh, how you can ride a bike. Brush your teeth, take a hike. Brush them till they shine. Wear braces to get them in a line. He bravely has his tonsils out. He earns the badge of an Eagle Scout. In Sunday school, he is devout. All American.
You know, there's almost a Sondheim touch in there, isn't there, with the swelling of the chorus behind when he's talking about, you know, put your teeth in a line. I mean,
well, you won't find this on RCA Records. This, of course, is on the Tom Wilson record label, from his album 1982, All American Boy. And this actually is a very important album, as most American historians believe. This was the first rap album ever done. So it does fit in with our theme as a classic American song and part of history.
I understand you have a version now, speaking of Sondheim, speaking of Broadway, of a great Broadway classic from a classic American musical. Will surprise us.
Well, what's more American than a Rodgers and Hammerstein classic?
Endlich ist die Welt uns entglitten. Und wir fahren in unserem Schlitten, und wir fahren in unserem Schlitten durch ein Tal im Schnee.
Oh, verstehe? What does so schillen be gimmel mean?
I mean, I can guess from the English. And that was the great Dietrich, wasn't it?
Well, it wasn't Mary Martin. That was the great Marlene Dietrich. And this was from her first album. It was called Overseas, recorded in New York back in 1951. I wish it had stayed overseas. And it has other classics like Falling in Love Again and Stairway to Heaven.
Now wait, 1950. Now wait, I think I have heard her Falling in Love Again. That's a good one, right?
Yeah, falling in love again.
You should hear her do Music Man. We have Twubble in Wiva City. It's
Hey, Marlene,
stunning.
Dietrich can do anything on this show she wants to, okay? We revere Dietrich on this show. Okay, another one you have for us by, now we spoke of Dietrich. This, I guess, is by a man who I think a lot of us growing up as youngsters will always identify him as Wyatt Earp.
Well, you will, Scott, but I wasn't born yet. But I was,
right.
I was very excited. This is
I
a
meant
rare
the
recording.
Actor who played Wyatt Earp, okay?
Oh, okay.
I didn't mean Wyatt Earp.
Oh, okay.
You're right. I wasn't born with Wyatt Earp. Yes, go ahead, yes.
You know the cable channel Bravo? Well, yes. This month they showed an excellent documentary entitled Celluloid Closet. It was based on the book by Vito Russo.
Oh, that's an excellent film,
right,
about the gay tradition in Hollywood, yeah.
It chronicled hidden gay messages in early films when it was taboo. Mm-hmm. Well, in going through the Annoying Music Show archives for this program, I was stunned to discover that the old series, Wyatt Earp, was actually about gay cowboy life. And I didn't realize it until I heard Hugh O'Brien, a.k.a. Wyatt Earp, invite some close friends to a hayride.
Hey! Why are the girls so merry? Why are the boys so gay?
There's a hayride, a hayride. There's gonna be a hayride.
Roll, roll, roll out the wagon. Let's take a ride in the hay. Roll, roll, roll out the wagon. I'll hold your hand all the way.
Come on, you can hear us out there in Fire Island. Sing along.
Everybody, please. Scott, remember when you and I went to the prom and we went on a hayride the day after? I will always treasure that.
I will, together. Yes, we had a great time, didn't we?
And you rented the hayride exclusively for us. So I can never thank you.
That's my pleasure. Hugh O'Brien didn't have a bad voice, did he?
No, he was actually great, and he actually did some stage plays. He has a lovely voice. I was just stunned to find Let's All Take a Hayride.
You have something to take us out, right, Jim?
Here at the Annoying Music Show studios, yodeling is our favorite form of expression, except perhaps for any John Tesh CD. But it's ironic that it took an Australian. In fact, Australia's Queen of Yodeling, Mary Schneider, to best capture the pomp and fireworks of July 4th.
Now, okay, Jim?
Yes.
Question. We're all sitting here through our control room glass between Washington and Chicago laughing and grinning at each other. The fact is, why is that funny? I can't do that. The woman is talented. She's paying a touching tribute to something. Why are we laughing, Doctor?
She's very talented, but the track on this CD is a medley. It goes on for about 20 minutes, and the last time I played the full track, I had about 35 red-headed woodpeckers around me. It's dangerous to play it outside, so for reasons other than her voice, it's extremely annoying.
Actually, what makes it a good Independence Day song?
Why?
If you hear it, you want the fireworks to begin real soon.
Absolutely.
Fair enough. Nice talking to you, Jim.
Scott, thank you for giving me the freedom to broadcast such horrible music.
That's what America's all about. Jim Nader is the host of the Annoying Music Show, broadcast from WBEZ in Chicago and carried by public radio stations all across the world that have lost respect for common decency.